Good morning. This is Ray Anson, one of the elders at Good News Bible Chapel. This is your prayer cast for the week of December 12, 2017. Thanksgiving is over and Christmas is around the corner. The television and radio airwaves are crowded with messages of sales and low-cost gifts. In the midst of this, I was reading a government webpage on hunger and was shocked to find that according to the government of Massachusetts, 750,000 people in our state experience hunger. This once again reminded me that during our joy celebrations, often the needy can easily be overlooked. Yet again, as we prepare to celebrate our Savior's birth, let us be reminded of his love for the poor, Matthew 25:34-45. When asked, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" And he said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and foremost commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Matthew 22:37-39. "But whoever hath the world's goods and sees his brother in need and closes his heart against him, how does the love of God abide in him? Little children, let us not love with word or with tongue, but in deed and truth." 1 John 3. Let us pray for God to open our hearts to his Holy Spirit's leading and recognize opportunities in our community to help those in need. And as we reach out to those in need, let us do so with love. We are reminded by Scripture that each of us is accountable for the gifts given us. And let us not forget those who bring the gospel to others, Romans 10:14-15. My prayer for us this week is that, number one, we are cognizant of those who need to experience the love of Christ in our own neighborhoods. Number two, remember those who labor in the mission fields, often giving up much of the comforts we take for granted on a daily basis, and seize the opportunity to partner with them. Number three, pray for those who mourn and whose sadness is deeper during holiday seasons. Number four, pray that we can be that instrument of God to reach the physically and spiritually hurting in our communities. 1 Corinthians 13, "If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I have become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains but do not have love, I am nothing. And if I give all my possessions to feed the poor, and if I surrender my body to be burned but do not have love, it profits me nothing. For God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son. What greater example of love can there be?"